Okay, we're on Chaf Vav Amud Beis at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bishlosha. Now the Gemara first begins by quoting the Mishnah. Bishlosha Prakim Bishana Kohanim Nosen Es Kapeim. If you remember, the Mishnah stated that there are three times a year that the Kohanim Duchen four times a day. Right, three times a year that the Kohanim Duchen four times a day. What were those three times? So the Mishnah identified them as Ta'anios, fast days, Ma'amados, which we discussed yesterday in the Mishnah. These are the days that they got together to daven for the Karbanos, and Yom HaKippurim. Right? Those were the three days. Asks the Gemara, Ta'anios and Ma'amados, Mi'iko Musaf? Ta'anios and Ma'amados, you don't have Musaf. There's no Musaf on a Ta'anis. There's no Musaf on the days of Ma'amados. So what are the four times a day that the Kohanim are duchening? Doesn't make any sense. The whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Yom Kippur, I understand. Yom Kippur has Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. I get it, right? But Ta'anios and Ma'amados, you only have Shacharis, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. So when is the fourth time that they're duchening? There is no Musaf. So I answer the Gemara, you're right. Chisurei Mechsara v'hachi katoni. There's something missing in the Mishnah, and this is really what the Mishnah means to teach us. Bishlosha prakim kohanim nosen es kapehen kolz man shemispalalim. That's what the Mishnah means. There are three times a year where the kohanim duchen at every tefillah. V'yesh mehen arba pa'amim bayom. And one of those times has four times a day. Shacharis u'musaf mincha u'ne'ilah she'arim. Right? Which day is that? Yom Kippur. But it's only one of those days that has four times a day. Ve'elu hein shlosha prakim, and these are the three times a year that the Kohanim duchen at every tefillah. Ta'aniyos u'mamados v'yom ha'kippurim. Period. Okay? So that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah does not mean that these three times a year they always duchen four times a day. These three times a year they duchen at every opportunity. Now what the opportunities are depends on the day. So Yom Kippur has four opportunities, and the Ta'anios and the Ma'amados have three opportunities. Okay.
Why can't they duchen?
Marv is at night. They don't duchen at night. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. So says Rav Nachman in the name of Rabba Baravua, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Aval Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Shacharis U'musaf, Yesh Bohen Nesias Kapayim. So the Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim say, Shacharis and Musaf you duchen, Mincha u'ne'ilah ein bahen nesiyas kapayim. But you don't duchen in Mincha ne'ilah. So Rabbi Meir says, you daven, you duchen at Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha ne'ilah. And the Chachamim say, no, you only duchen at Shacharis and Musaf, you do not duchen at Mincha and ne'ilah. Man Chachamim, who's this opinion of the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Braisa, teaches us, Shacharis u'musaf mincha u'ne'ilah, kulan yesh v'hen nesiyas kapayim, divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's of the opinion that you duchen at all four tefillos, Shacharis u'musaf mincha ne'ilah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shacharis u'musaf yesh v'hen nesiyas kapayim, Shacharis and musaf you duchen, mincha u'ne'ilah ein v'hen nesiyas kapayim, but mincha ne'ilah you do not. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So Rabbi Yehuda is the Chachamim. Now here in the Braisa there's a third opinion, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ne'ila yesh b'nesiyas kapayim, mincha ein b'nesiyas kapayim. So Rabbi Yossi says, you duchen at three out of four. You duchen Shacharis, Musaf, and Ne'ila, you skip mincha. Okay? B'maiko miflagi, so what's the machlokes? Rabbi Meir's of the opinion, again, Rabbi Meir holds you duchen at all four tefillos, right? So what's Rabbi Meir's opinion? Time amai lo parshe kahane yadaihu b'minchasa. I'm sorry. Time amai lo parse. Right. So says Rabbi Meir. Why in general do we not duchen at mincha? Mishum shikrus. You don't daven. No, normally you don't duchen. The Kohanim don't duchen at mincha. Why? Because they might be drunk. You're not allowed to duchen drunk. And during the day, people used to drink a lot of wine, so they might be intoxicated when they duchen at mincha. Therefore, we don't duchen at mincha. Ha'idna leka shikrus. So on a fast day, or on Yom Kippur, right, or whatever, you're not eating or drinking, so you're not drinking wine, so there's no concern of intoxication, and therefore you can duchen at mincha. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. That's why you do duchen at mincha. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says you only duchen at Shacharis and Musaf, not mincha ne'ilah, right? What's his opinion? He holds Shacharis and Musaf, dekol yoma lo shchiach shikrus, lo gazru behu rabbanu. So since every day, there's no concern of intoxication by Shacharis and Musaf, because you're davening Shacharis and Musaf before you eat anything, before you drink anything. So you know we're not concerned you're going to be intoxicated. So therefore, there's no gzeira that you can't duchen on those days. However, Mincha u'ne'ila, dekol yom ashchicha shekrus, but by Mincha ne'ila, where each and every day you do have a concern that maybe they'll be intoxicated, right? Because people are drinking throughout the day. So therefore, gazru behu rabbanan. So therefore, even on a fast day, when you're not drinking, still the rabbanan made a gzeira that you cannot duchen on a fast day. A gzeira you might come to duchen on a regular day when they are intoxicated. Okay, so that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says again, Rabbi Yossi says the only one you do not duchen is mincha, right? Mincha de isa bechol yoma gazru ba rabbanan. So Rabbi Yossi says he agrees with the gzeira of Rabbi Yehuda, but he limits it to mincha. Because he says mincha, which you daven each and every day, so there you can have the gzeira that even on the fast day you can't duchen, because maybe you'll come to duchen during the week, and during the week we have the concern of intoxication. However, ne'ila, the less of a chol yoma, but ne'ila, which we do not daven every day. We only daven ne'ila on a fast day, so therefore, lo gozru barabbanan. There's no reason to make a gzeira and ne'ila, because there's no ne'ila during the regular week. So we're not going to be concerned that you're going to do anything during Ne'ilah. Okay. So those are the reasons behind the three opinions of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha ki Rabbi Meir. So Yehuda Amar Rav says, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, that we duchen at all four tefillos, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nohagu ha'am ki Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says a little differently. He says not that we paskin like Rabbi Meir, but that the nation was accustomed to act like Rabbi Meir. Nohagu ha'am ki Rabbi Meir. The Rava Amar, Rava says, Minhag ki Rabbi Meir. He says the Minhag is like Rabbi Meir. So what the question is, what's the difference between Nohagu ha'am ki Rabbi Meir and Minhag ki Rabbi Meir? Let's see. So says the Gemara, Man de Amar halacha ki Rabbi Meir. The one that says that we paskin like Rabbi Meir, that's Rava, right? That's Rav. That we paskin like Rabbi Meir. What does that mean? Darshinan la bepirka. That means that we, at a shir, we would get up and say that we hold like Rabbi Meir, right? We paskin like Rabbi Meir. So we're going to get up at a shir, and we're going to say we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Man to Amar minhag, the one who says that the minhag is like Rabbi Meir, midrash lo darshinan, we would not say that publicly in a shir, but uruye morina. But we would paskin individually for people and say that we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Okay? So halacha ki Rabbi Meir means we say it in a shir publicly. Minha ki Rabbi Meir means that we wouldn't say it publicly, but we would say it privately. We would say privately, individually, that we paskin that way. Umanda amar nohagu. What about the opinion that says nohagu? Uruye lo morinan. The one that says nagu, so there we wouldn't even paskin individually. We don't paskin publicly and we don't paskin individually. If it says nagu, that's just what people do. V'ovid ovid, but if you do it, you do it. Right? If people do it, they do it. Fine, that's what people became accustomed to do. But we don't paskin that way, even in private. V'lo mahadrinan le'am, sorry. And we don't make him go back. Meaning if they do it, they do it. Fine, if they duchen, they duchen. We don't make them go back and repeat the tefillah. Okay. V'Rav Nachman Amar Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. Rav Nachman says we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi was the one who said we duchen at every tefillah except for Mincha. V'Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi, and that's how we paskin. We paskin that we duchen at every tefillah except for Mincha. However, says the Gemara, concludes the Gemara, V'Ha'idna, and the Bach adds in V'Ela Ha'idna, my time a parse kohana yadaihu b'minchasa the ta'anesa. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, who says you do not duchen a mincha, why is it nowadays we do duchen a mincha? Right, by the way, right nowadays we do. Okay, I mean, in Eretz Yisrael they do, and here we say, Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu et mincha, on a tainus, right? So if we just paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you don't duchen a mincha, how can we duchen a mincha? So says the Gemara, Kevan de besamach l'shkiyas hachama, ka parse ketfilas ne'ila damya. Since we daven mincha very late nowadays, and we generally daven mincha close to shkia, so it's like, it almost has the status of Ne'ila. So since at Ne'ila we duchen, so therefore you can duchen also at Mincha. So in theoretically we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but since we daven Mincha very late nowadays, so therefore we give Mincha the same halacha as Ne'ila, and therefore we duchen at both. Yeah, but it's still close to Shkia. It's still close to Shkia. It's like towards the latter half of the day. Okay? L'mayis, halacha l'mayis, we do duch and a mincha nowadays because we generally daven mincha later. Even if you daven mincha early, we generally still duch. Yeah. So we don't do that nowadays. We only do it on Yom Kippur. They used to do ne'ilah on all public fast days. I'm not sure why we don't do it nowadays. Okay. Now, continues the Gemara. Dekulei alma mihas shikur aser benisyas kapayim. Okay, so whichever sheet that you paskin like in terms of duchening, but one thing is very clear according to everybody, that if a kohen is intoxicated, he's not allowed to duchen. Everyone agrees to that. The question is, do we make gzeiras? Maybe we do make a gzeira for mincha, maybe we make a gzeira for ne'ilah, maybe yes, maybe no, fine. But everyone agrees that lemaisa, if the kohen's intoxicated, he can't duchen, right? Everyone agrees to that. Minohani milei, how do we know that? How do we know that an intoxicated kohen cannot duchen? Amar Rabbi Yosho ben Levi mishum bar kafra. Lama nismecha parshas kohen mivarech the parshas nazir. Why in parshas naso is the parsha that deals with the nesias kapayim, that deals with the birkas kohenim? Why is it right next to the parsha that deals with nazir? Lomar, to tell you, ma nazir aser beyayin, just like a nazir is aser to drink, he's not allowed to drink wine. Af kohen mivarech aser beyayin. So to a kohen that's duchening is not allowed to drink wine. So that's how we learn that a kohen that duchens is not allowed to drink wine. Maskif lo avua de Rabbi Zeira, the Amrila Oshia bar Zavda. So either the father of Rabbi Zeira or this person Oshia bar Zavda asked the following question: if we're making this connection between a kohen mevarech and a nazir, then maybe we should make the following connection: iman nazir aser becharitzon. So maybe just like a nazir is aser in all grape products, charitzon means grape seed. He's not even allowed to have grape seeds. Forget wine. He can't have grape seeds. The grape seeds are not intoxicating, right? But a nazir is not allowed to have any grape products, including grape seeds. So if that's the case, if we make the connection between a nazir and a kohen mevarech, af kohen mevarech aser b'charitzon. So maybe you should take it to the logical, take it to its logical extreme, and say that a kohen mevarech is also not allowed to have grape seeds, just like a nazir. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kra, l'sharso ulevarech b'shmo. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Yitzchak answers because the pasuk says l'sharso ulevarech b'shmo, that the kohen serves him and blesses in his name. Okay, ma mishares. So we see a connection between mishares and mevarech. What's mishares? Mishares means service, right? Sherut is a service in Hebrew. So mishares means service in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have a connection between the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash and the birkas kohanim. Ma mishares mutar b'charitzon. Just like a kohen who does avoda is not allowed to be intoxicated, but he is allowed to have grape seeds. He's allowed to have grape products. So too af kohen mevarech mutar b'charitzon. So too, the Kohen Mevarech is also allowed to have grape seeds. Okay? Asks the Gemara, one second, if you're making that extension. Yeah. So if we're making that extension between Kohen that's doing the Avoda and the Kohen that's doing the Birkas Kohenim, so why don't we take that to its logical extreme? Imam Mishares Bal Mum Lo. Af Kohen Mevarech Bal Mum Lo. So maybe you'll say that, hey, just like a Kohen who's a Baal Mum is not allowed to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, but a Kohen who's a Baal Mum is possible for Avodah, so maybe a Kohen who's a Baal Mum is also possible from Nesias Kapayim, from Birkas Kohenim, and that's not the case. So the Gemara says, no, because Ha'iskash L'Nazir. No, because we have a Hekesh to Nazir. So Nazir tells us, just like Nazir, there's no problem with being a Baal Mum. You can be a Baal Mum when you're a Nazir. So too, you can be a Kohen Mevarech when you're a Nazir. So now the Gemara says, one second, what's going on here? We're choosing which hekesh to make, lekula, right? We're making the hekesh to avoda that you're allowed to have grape seeds, and you're making the hekesh to nazir that you're allowed to be a balmo. So you're making each hekesh lekula. You're making each hekesh for a leniency that you're allowed to do something. Ask the Gemara, umay chazis demakshis lekula. So why should you make those two hekeshim lekula? Right? Do the opposite. Hekesh l'chumra. Why don't you make the hekesh l'chumra? Right? And make a hekesh to the kohen mishares that just like he's not allowed to be a baal mum, the kohen mevarech is not allowed to be a baal mum. And just like the nazir is not allowed to have grape seed, so too the kohen mevarech is not allowed to have grape seed. Right? Why do you choose which hekesh to make and go l'kula? Choose which hekesh to make and go l'chumra. So he answers the Gemara, no, because asmachta neinu midrabanan u l'kula. Because really, these hekeshim are really just an asmachta. Right? They're really just an asmachta, and therefore we're going to go lakula. The whole thing is really derabanan, and therefore it's an asmachta. The hekesh is not really a delraisa, it's really a derabanan, it's an asmachta, and therefore we go lakula and not lachumra. Okay, we're not stopping yet. Hold on. I'm just going to...